At a Veterans Day observance in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a little girl in the crowd cowers at the frightening rifle blasts. In the traditional rules of war and also in international law, soldiers are classified differently from civilians. Those in military service are considered willing participants in war and thus more legitimate military targets, although historically many have been conscripted against their will. But whether in uniform or not, human beings who experience the destructive powers of war are often scarred by what they have witnessed and endured. For some, the psychological disturbance is long-lasting. Yael Danieli, a counselor to war survivors in New York City, has observed some of the characteristics of people damaged by military violence.
Difficulty falling or staying asleep. Irritability or outburst of anger, which of course also has implications interpersonally. Difficulty concentrating has strong implications for work life. Hypervigilance, you're always on guard and you always look out for trouble. And exaggerated startle response. Any little noise, you jump.
So you're kind of living on pins and needles.
Precisely. Well, you're living in the war zone, except you're at home.
A tendency to relive the terrible scenes of war has tormented Daryl Urchell, a Vietnam veteran and a spinal cord patient at the Heinz VA hospital outside Chicago.
My anger gets very easily upset for no cause. And then the constant reminders, just not a day probably goes by and I'll recur something that transpired when I was over in Vietnam. So it's a constant haunting, which I wish would go away, but it doesn't.
What form does it take? Is it nightmares?
Well, nightmares, even during the day sometimes. Some subtle noise or something like that make you jump. So anything, a lot of things, smells, noise. So I even avoid listening to certain things, like a lot of times the news that might relate, especially like now with the people think, after so long, you sure forget, but it's kind of hard. One of those things you just can't, embedded. And just like a record just keeps playing over and over and over in your head. You wish it would just stop. You kind of go on with your life. Ever since I've been home, really can't make any close friends since I've been out. Really, relationships. Don't want to get close to people.
What do you think is the fear about getting close to people?
Well, because if every time you got close to somebody, you somebody died, after a while, you just do it as a reaction, so you wouldn't have those feelings again.
So for you in the service, you got close to people who then died?
Correct, yeah. Quite a few people like that. And even to this day, I can remember, Terry Foreman, already had 52 days left in the country, wife, kids, and everything else, never made it back home. So that still, bothers me, all the time. I don't know if is war the answer. It's going on for 1,000 years. Doesn't seem like it's really resolved anything.